Illinois Steve Witkoff and presidential son-in-law Jared Kushner are in Israel this morning. They're looking to strengthen the fragile Gaza ceasefire, which has been violated in at least one instance. President Trump says Ukraine should surrender some territory in order to end the war with Russia.
Even though Russia is the aggressor, and despite his recent openness to helping Ukraine win, the president now says most of the contested Donbas region of Ukraine should go to Russia.
What I say is they should stop right now at the battle lines. Go home, stop killing people, and be done.
At the current battle line, most of Donbas would be in Russian hands. The president plans to meet with Russia's Vladimir Putin in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A shocking heist in France with the thieves making good their getaway.
In mere minutes inside the world's most visited museum, the Louvre in Paris, thieves rode a basket lift up the facade, forced a window, smashed display cases, and fled with priceless Napoleonic jewels. Officials say the daylight heist took place about 30 minutes after opening, with visitors already inside. One object was later found outside the museum. French media identified it as the emerald-set imperial crown of Napoleon III's wife, Empress Eugenie. It was reportedly recovered broken. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump is not impressed by Saturday's so-called No Kings rallies.
The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
The president says he's no king. His supporters say that if he was, he would have shut down the rallies. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 106 points. The Nasdaq futures ahead 110 points. This is SRN News. A Wisconsin abortion clinic holds a contest.
The All Community Clinic in Milwaukee has been asking local people to come up with a nickname for their new aspiration machine, which is used in abortion. The Instagram post reads, quote, "Think of the bragging rights, street cred, and the boost to your resume when you tell everyone you named an abortion machine," unquote. The clinic is making money on the contest, charging $10 for each name submitted and more money to vote on the eventual winner. Michael Harrington reporting.
Clergymen and pro-family advocates are worried about how many Americans are embracing gambling, and the governor of Illinois is one of them. Democrat J.B. Pritzker reported a gambling windfall of $1.4 million on his federal tax return. Pritzker, a billionaire who's being touted as a possible 2028 presidential contender, told reporters in Chicago he drew several winning hands in blackjack during a Las Vegas vacation. This is SRN News. It's a change in strategy for combating peanut allergies among kids.
A study recommended feeding babies peanut products early to prevent allergies. 60,000 kids avoided allergies after such guidance was issued in 2015. Now, a new study finds peanut allergies in kids ranging from newborns to three declined by more than 20% after the initial guidance was issued. For decades, doctors had recommended delaying feeding children peanuts and other foods likely to trigger allergies until the age of three. Jason Walker reporting.
President Trump says the United States could buy beef from Argentina. This in a bid to lower prices for Americans. Beef prices have remained high for a number of reasons, including a drought as well as reduced imports from Mexico. More details, SRNNews.com.